Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Baseball Rundown. I'm Ryan Lombardi alongside the head coach of St. Bonaventure Baseball, head coach Jason Rathbun. Coach, you guys do not find success over the weekend at VCU, but then you open you have the home opener against Binghamton this week, and you guys are able to take care of business there.
Yeah. 25 straight games on the road. 7 weeks, including 7 weekends, you know, where guys are gone for 4 days. It was great, with capital letters, great to be back home yesterday. So
finally sleep in your own bed before game day, like, especially for all the guys, too.
Yeah, listen, there's no question that the energy was just a little different yesterday, being back home. I think every team appreciates the opportunity to play at home, and unfortunately for us, we've had to play, 50% of our season away from home to start. So it's tough on our guys. We've played in a lot of close games, including this past weekend against VCU. Friday and Saturday, games were really tight. We've been in a lot of them. It's tough to win on the road. It is. It's tough to win on the road, and especially in close games, and we have to, find a way to win. I think when you look at closing the gap in comparison to like last year to this year, you start running through the beginning of our conference schedule last year and look at some of those scores in comparison to this year, like the gap's definitely closed quite a bit. It's just actually finishing the job and getting the wins, which we've come up a little short on, which has been tough on the guys, but hopefully we can settle into a good little home stretch here and get some wins on our board and, make that number look a little better and start to feel better about ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, it's been all season long. You guys have just been unable to get that clutch hit. You've been unable to close the gap. You're down 1-2 runs late in the game and just unable to finish those games out. But yesterday was a different story when you guys took on Binghamton. It was the bottom of the eighth inning. You guys are tied at 2, and Manny Castro finally was able to come through with that clutch hit for you guys.
Yeah, twice, right? He had the RBI earlier and then was able to get the big one when the game was tied. And, that's why he got the belt, too, because we've been kind of searching for that big clutch hit in the right moment late in the game, and he got it for us yesterday, which – opens things up a little bit. He gets that double, scores a couple runs. Then Antonio's able to come up, hit the bomb, which gives us even more cushion. It becomes contagious, right? So we're hoping that this can catch on a little bit and we can carry that momentum into this weekend at home against George Washington.
Well, shout out Antonio, because I put it on Twitter this morning, but this was his first home run at home. And it comes in the brand new ballpark, at Fred Handler Park. So it only took him 3 seasons, but he finally did it.
I would be curious to see what his numbers are versus Binghamton. He's been really good. I think he hit 2 home runs last time we played. I think one of his first home runs his freshman year was at Binghamton. So he's had very good success against those guys. But it was good to see him get one here at home yesterday.
I'm going to do the research, and I'll get you that number either tomorrow or, this weekend about his numbers against Binghamton, because he has been raking against them. But also, just a little bit over the weekend, we'll talk about those 3 games. You guys get another really great start out of David James, I thought. He goes 4 innings of 1-run baseball, and just really, he's continuing just to do his job on the mound, throw strikes for you guys.
Yeah, I feel bad for him. When you got a 3.19, I think it is, 3.19 ERA, yeah. And, you're 0-4. That's tough. But it just, again, like we've talked about, we've been in a lot of close games, and DJ's kind of set the tone for us on Fridays to keep those games close. And, at VCU, I think VCU is probably the best team we've seen in the conference. I feel like they were more talented than St. Louis or George Mason earlier that we've seen earlier this year. They've got a really good squad this year, and it was 3-2 in the 7th, and then they added one in the 7th to make it 4-2. And I know we had a few runners on there late in the game. didn't get the big hit. And, you know, unfortunately came up short on Friday.
Yeah, when you're getting to that later innings, it's just like, get the tying run of the plate. That's all we can do is get the tying run of the plate. And just the timely hitting has not been there. And then obviously the defense kind of struggled on Saturday against VCU when you guys dropped that 113-3. But again, I mean, Nolan, you know, he goes four innings, only gives up two earned runs. Champa goes three innings, gives up only one earned run. And Mark Holm gave up three runs, but none of them were earned.
Yeah, honestly, we were terrible Saturday. It's probably one of our worst performances since we played at Marshall. Nothing went right for us at all. And just one of those games where it really just kept, you know, it was one thing after another. I mean, I don't care who you play. You make eight errors, you're not beating anybody. And we made eight errors, but there we probably had 12 plays out there that we could have made that didn't show up as an error. It was just a terrible performance by us on Saturday, to be honest with you. And, you know, it is what it is. They got a good, you know, tongue lashing after the game because it's just not acceptable. And, you know, the reality of it is that we have to take the next step. And if you're not producing and doing a good enough job to help us win games this year, then maybe this isn't the right place for you. And I think that people need to know that, like, it's not a guarantee that you can play Division I baseball. And if you have that opportunity, you need to make the most of it. And that includes outside of practice, right? Like, everybody can come to practice and practice, right? But, like, what are you doing as a student athlete outside of practice to make yourself better? And I think that we have to find a large collection of kids who are willing to come in here and have that Bonaventure grind to them where they're outworking everyone, you know, like on their own, on the side, doing the extra things. If you have a spot that you're not, you know, if you're struggling hitting fastballs, then you should be inside cranking up the machine as fast as you can and work on hitting fastballs. If you can't hit a breaking ball, then you should set the machine to breaking balls and see thousands of them, right? Like, whatever part of the game that you're not playing well at, you should be working on that outside of practice. And, you know, I think that we have to find a culture of guys that do that. We have guys that do it. It's not like we don't have anybody. I question whether or not everyone's doing it. And if you're not doing it, then this isn't the right place for you. Like, just because you made it to Division I does not mean that you've made it and it's over. Like, it's an opportunity, and you have to make the most of that opportunity. And we're trying to get that message across pretty clearly.
Yeah, and when you have a game like that and things, you know, one mistake leads to another, and you know, it starts all with that one mistake, and then it kind of just unravels from there. How do you regroup the team to go into the next day and try to play your best baseball the next day?
Well, it's about their legacy. Like, how do seniors want to be remembered their last year, right? Like, do you want to be remembered as a guy that was a senior that you took this team on your back and helped them win games and helped put a respectable record on the board? Are you standing up in the clutch performance time and getting the job done, right? Like, whether you're a pitcher or you're a position player, either or, like, as a senior, this is your last year. So, like, how do you want to be remembered? And as we just discussed, if you're an underclassman, are you doing enough that warrants you to be back here next year competing, right? Yeah. So it's about challenging the guys a little bit, putting them on notice a little bit. And I thought they did a great job coming out on Sunday and responding after a terrible performance on Saturday, played in a really tough, close game. You know, 6-5 loss. So another one of those, what is it, 13, 12?
13 games decided by three runs, I believe, yeah.
13 games.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an incredible number when you're talking about, you know, 20 losses at this point. That's, you know, 13 games go the other way. You know, the record would be completely, people would be saying a lot different things right now. And, you know, it is what it is. I don't think that you can go from, you know, getting stomped in some games last year, not being close. Like, I felt like last year we would win a game And then we'd get blown out in the other game. And then we're coming down to the series, you know, 1-1 going into Sunday, and we get blown out. You know, we wouldn't win the series. We're winning right. a game. The other two games, we were getting throttled a little bit, you know. This year has not been that way. We've been right there in every game except for Saturday's game against VCU. We've been in every conference game within a couple runs. So we've closed the gap. I think that's a step in this process, right? A step in this process of getting us to where we want to be. Now we just have to learn how to win the close games. Yesterday was the first time that we had a chance to do that, and we're successful. And again, I think playing at home does play a part in that.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that. I mean, you guys are back home now, and you're going to continue to play at home a little bit. But yesterday, of course, you could talk about the offense putting up that five spot in the eighth inning, but really the pitching staff shined yesterday and kept you guys in that game. And I really want to highlight Eamon Giblin, who went 2 2/3 and is yet to give up a run in his college career so far.
Yeah, you know, I think we talked a little bit last week that Eamon was somebody that we like. The dual aspect of him, the fact that he could pitch and play a position and swing the bat a little bit. He had some arm trouble at the beginning of the year, wasn't ready when the season started, had to kind of wait it out a little bit until he was healthy, got his first chance to pitch against Penn State, which is no easy task, and we thought that he did a really good job in a short outing. Duvall kind of set the tone for us yesterday, you know, came out first three innings and really just kind of mowed them down, gave the ball to Owen Smith, who added a good inning. Second inning, not so much. And Eamon had to come into a really tough spot. I believe bases were loaded with one out and was only limited them to scoring two runs, which was huge for us. So it kept the game tied. We didn't fall behind, and then gave us two scoreless innings after that. So
1-2-3 innings.
Yeah, Eamon played a huge part yesterday in us getting that win. So was really happy with him. And then obviously Tristan at the end, we have a lot of confidence in, especially when you have a 5-run lead that he's going to go out there and get the 3 outs we need to get it done. So pitching's been good all year. Thought it was really good yesterday. Yeah. Defense was good yesterday. Got a clutch hit yesterday. When you do those three things, tend to find yourself winning baseball games.
Yeah, I mean, the infield looked amazing, and I know you said, you know, you got to thank the new infield turf for that. But no, I mean, the field looks amazing too, and I just could tell, you know, when Derek was out there throwing his first inning of work, you could just feel the energy was different in the ballpark.
The energy was different with our guys too.
Yeah,
I mean, they had an extra little. They were walking on their toes a little bit. You could tell that they were like proud to be home and proud of their home field and excited to play on it. And it was definitely, listen, the atmosphere was different. It was louder for sure. Like you could hear the echoes behind home plate. You know, especially when we took the lead, I thought the crowd was pretty loud for a smaller crowd for a Tuesday game. Even in the ninth where Tristan gave up a couple hits that kind of, you know, looped over and fell as singles.
I blame Chris Holcraft, and you can quote me on that.
That was a tough play. But a couple of those hits kind of found their way, and you could hear the gasp from the fans like, oh, man. You know, like, is this going to happen to us again? So it was cool. I thought that the atmosphere at home was awesome yesterday for a midweek game. I'm excited to see what it looks like on a weekend, especially Easter weekend like this, where we might have some more family in town. We got to get the students out, though. You know, I think we have space for the students. I think we're missing some of that element of home field advantage. You know, I've got some ideas of things I'd like to do to maybe enhance like the student experience of coming and watching the game, maybe like a little party deck or something like that over by the visitor bullpen. So students could almost like park in that side parking lot and go up there and kind of be on their own a little bit. But I'd like to see the student section show out a little bit more. You know, we've got space for them. They could be on the hill. They could be, you know, there's space where they can come watch the game and support our team a little bit. I think that's going to kind of be our mission now is, what can we do to get the students out tailgating
right
and making that a better home experience for the guys.
I love that idea. I think as the weather gets warmer, you definitely will see more students. I remember, I think it was the VCU. No, it was too rainy for that. But there was a really nice series, and I wasn't working it, so I was out on the hill. And you could tell there was just, like, the students were there. There was a good energy, and just wanted to watch, you know, Bonnie's baseball.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. So I think we have the facilities now to kind of where maybe the families aren't mixed in with the students in one spot. You know, they could kind of separate a little bit and kind of have their own space. So, yeah, I would like to see the uptick in fan support a little bit from our students. That'd be cool.
Yeah, so what are we seeing from George Washington? Obviously, I imagine David James will have the start tomorrow against G-Dub. But overall, what are you seeing from them?
Well, first of all, they're going to be well coached. Coach Richie's been around a long time. Respect him a lot. I can tell you that the first 2 years we've played them, I just felt a little overwhelmed from his coaching. Like, he really has his teams well prepared, ready to compete. They do a good job of making in-game adjustments. So they're going to be well coached. You know, they're middle of the pack right now with the conference. I think it's a team that we can go out and compete with. And, you know, if we want to do anything, we've got to win some home series. So I think, you know, best we need to win two. We need to win this series. You know, if we can win three, then maybe we put ourselves back in the mix a little bit, because I think 4 and 5 is like fifth. You know what I mean?
So yeah, there's a lot of teams 3 and 6 and 4 and 5, yeah. And then you got really kind of two teams at the top, like VCU,
yeah,
that are kind of in the top heavy.
VCU and St. Joe's, I believe, are up top. So I think, you know, if we can do something special at home, before Easter Sunday, I think we can really put ourselves back in the mix, and that's what we need. You know, I think we need a big conference weekend here at home. And I think this could be a turning point for us. Hopefully that started yesterday.
Yeah. Well, Coach, best of luck this weekend. Really rooting for you guys. Let's win a series.
Let's win a series.
Yeah. Let's get to, happy Easter to all the families listening and all the fans listening. Happy Easter to you, Coach Raz. And we will talk to you guys next week right here on the Baseball Rundown, and hopefully recapping a series win. Have a great weekend, everybody.